What it for? I don't know. It's for.
Children.
No, this is for hoodoo keeping hoodoo dolls.
What do they call that? What kind of?
It's called a hoodoo bag.
Uh huh. What sort of things would be in the hoodoo bag?
Well, I found one once, or somebody found one, cut the thing open, it had some lodestone in it.
Some what?
Lodestone.
What's that?
That's a magnet, what a draw stuff looked like. You,
uh-huh.
you can hold it close to something, it'll grab it, a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything you'd like to put in there, a little pot or anything, sew it up in a bag and give you that and tell you to keep
mm-hmm.
it.
Have you heard of certain things being bad luck or good luck?
I heard of horseshoes being good luck.
Uh-huh.
I heard of a black cat cross road in front of you is bad luck. If a rabbit go to your right or to your left, it's bad luck. I heard of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Horseshoes, good luck.
Uh-huh. Mm. Insect that'll get in your skin if you go blackberry picking. You call that
a red bug.
What about an insect that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
A light in its tail?
Uh-huh.
That's a lightning bug.
Uh-huh. What about something that hops around in the grass?
That's a hopper cricket.
Huh?
Hopper cricket. Cricket.
Uh-huh.
A cricket. Hopper cricket. Call them hopper cricket, but it's a cricket.
Uh-huh. What kinds of insects will sting you?
A water sting, a yellow jacket sting, a bumblebee sting, and a honeybee sting.
Talking about the wasps, how many of those would be in a nest?
Oh, it's according to how big the nest is. You can get some nests how much as 200 on them look like to me.
200?
Wasps and a yellow hornet nest. Look like they can have 200 or 300 on if you can stay there long enough to see how many coming out. Because if one hits you, you ain't gonna know nothing. And you are trying to get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And a bee nest, beehive. Oh, you could put 10-gallon container full of bees.
Uh-huh.
And then some of them would be gone.
Where does a yellow jacket build his nest?
In the ground.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
A wasp will build it, not a day in mud.
A dead
dauber. A dead dauber. That's a little wasp. A dead dauber. That's a little wasp, but he ain't no stinging type of wasp.
Uh-huh. Say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Yeah,
or something that goes
spider web.
Uh huh. What about something outside across a bush? You'd call that a.
Well, spider webs go across bushes out on the outside and.
Uh huh. Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah. You take a sassafras root. That's good medicine. And,
what's that?
A sassafras. Sassafras root.
Mm-hmm.
And opium mullein is good for fever. Opium mullein.
Mm-hmm.
Roots and top too. And also whatever kind of me. Well, yellow bushes growing faster, they good for boy them. Pine tea.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take pine. Pop that pine tea up, a pine limb, roots, either one, they good fever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What different kinds of trees do you have around here?
Oak tree, pine tree, gum tree, magnolia tree, yellow tree, water tree.
A wild cherry tree.